This week in New Mexico, the Santa Fe Opera presents the final performance of its world premiere of M. Butterfly. It's a new spin on a well-known opera that dates back more than a century. Here in Now's Emiko Tamagawa went to see it and has our story.
You might think M. Butterfly should sound like this. But that's from the opera Madama Butterfly, composed by Giacomo Puccini. Leontine Price plays Cho-Cho-san, a Japanese girl who marries an American naval officer named Pinkerton. He deserts her and marries an American woman. When Pinkerton returns to claim his and Cho-Cho-san's son, she kills herself. Chinese-American playwright David Henry Hwang used Madama Butterfly as a launching point for his play M. Butterfly. However, it was also inspired by the incredible but true tale of French diplomat Bernard Boursicault. In 1983, Boursicault and his Chinese lover were arrested and charged with espionage. During the trial, it was revealed that Boursicault's lover, who he long believed was a woman, was actually a man. The play won a Tony Award when it premiered on Broadway in 1988. A 2017 revival starred Clive Owen as the French diplomat, who Hwang renamed René Gallimard.
I sat night after night watching our story play through my head. One where she returns at last to my arms. For I have known and been loved by the perfect woman.
The perfect woman Gallimard has fallen in love with, of course, is a man. In the play, he's called Song Li Ling. Now, 5 years later, M. Butterfly is an opera. David Henry Hwang's words set to music by Chinese-American composer Huang Ruo. When it came to casting the role of Song Li Ling, Ruo had a very specific vision.
I would love to cast a countertenor for the role of Song Li Ling.
A countertenor is a male singer who can sing in a high register. They are able to reach notes equivalent to a woman singing alto or mezzo-soprano.
Then the second step we took is to look for an Asian countertenor. Because an opera like M. Butterfly is so much about East and West, so much about racial and sexual conflicts.
For example, Hwang subverts the stereotype that Madama Butterfly perpetuates, the submissive Asian woman who exists only to service the needs of a white man. He uses that myth to illustrate how the West often misunderstands the East, and how misunderstanding could have led to French and American failures in Vietnam. But Ruo also wanted to provide opportunities for those who are often overlooked.
I want to create a famous, important singing role for Asian countertenor. If we don't do it, who? When should we wait until that chance to come? If an opera like M. Butterfly doesn't insist on proper casting for Asian countertenor, what are the chances?
But it seems like a bit of a big ask. You need a man who can be a convincing woman, sing both like a man and a woman, who's also Asian. Enter countertenor Kang Min Justin Kim. Kim's first appearance in M. Butterfly was dramatic. Hearing him, my jaw dropped. At an embassy party, diplomat Gallimard is enthralled by Song Li Ling's performance of one of Cho Cho-san's most famous arias from Puccini's Madama Butterfly, Un Bel Dì.
I have a lot of parallels with this role because my husband is French. I met him while I was performing in an opera in Paris, and I have dabbled in drag, and like I get to play a female character on stage.
Kim was born in South Korea, grew up in Chicago, and studied musical theater and computer science at Northwestern University in the early 2000s. But he was also building a career on YouTube. In 2011, his tribute to famed soprano Cecilia Bartoli went viral. Kim left computer science and the United States behind to study music and perform in Europe. But the idea of starring in an opera version of M. Butterfly was just too tempting to pass up.
I have done monologues and scenes from M. Butterfly before. So when I heard about this project, I had to drop everything and be a part of it. So I worked really hard and memorized everything and showed up at the audition with like a full staging.
And composer Huang Ruo fell in love with Kim's voice.
He sang Un Bel Dì, and then he sang Every Western Man's Fantasy. And Justin was able to sing that entire 8 minutes live for us. Once I heard that, I was sold. This is my butterfly.
It's one of your favorite fantasies, the submissive oriental woman and the cruel white man.
Kangmin Justin Kim's performance in M. Butterfly has gotten some great reviews. The New York Times' David Allen praised his alluring, ringing tone and sensitivity as an actor. After the performance, someone I was with speculated that M. Butterfly could be for Kangmin Justin Kim what the 1951 classic The King and I was for the late Yul Brynner, a role he could return to for decades. Kim seemed receptive to the idea. However,
at the same time, I really wish that this opera continues and opens other doors for the next generation of Asian countertenors. If this role can become a dream role for the next generation singers, that'd be so, so, so wonderful.
And for composer Huang Ruo, more productions of M. Butterfly would further what he sees as the opera's mission, to inspire audiences to take a new look at an often misrepresented community.
As Asian, I want to be seen, I want to be heard. And hopefully this opera is one way for me, myself, and also so many of us to be seen and heard.
The Santa Fe Opera's M. Butterfly closes this Wednesday. For Here and Now, I'm Emiko Tamagawa.